Jeremiah chapter 4, verses 1 to 4. The Lord is now answering their appeal to return to him, and that they are sorry. And he says to them that if they do return to him, that he will put an end to the detestable idols. He will put them out of his sight, and they will no longer go astray. It is not they who can do this. They cannot do this. They are enthralled to the idols. They are bound up with their unjust ways. They have become detestable to the Lord because of what they have done. And it is he who is going to release them from this hold. He tells them that if they come to him in a truthful, just and righteous way, if they make a solemn promise before him, then all the nations will be blessed by the Lord, and all the nations of the earth will glory in him alone. This is what God says to them, the men of Judah and Jerusalem. He tells them to break up their unploughed ground, so they're to work on the unploughed fields that they have around them, and they're to stop sowing their seeds and their good things amongst thorns, because they will never grow. If they do not plough their field and sow on good ground, there will be no fruit. God says to them, they are to circumcise themselves to the Lord, not in an outward craven way, but to circumcise their hearts and to set their hearts apart for God alone, to serve him, to worship him, to love him. And if they don't, his wrath will break out and burn like fire, because they will have done yet more evil, another layer of evil. And the burning that he starts in their lives, no one will be able to quench it. And this little passage sort of brings home to us the importance of repentance, truthful repentance, repentance that leads to life, that leads to God's work in the life of the sinner. And that person must live their lives properly. They must not give their good things to thorns. They must circumcise themselves to the Lord. So there is something for me to do. There is a turning away. There is a cleaning up of life. There is an obeying of God's law and of a true loving of God. And if I do not do that, then I will face the fire. God's people will not be let off the hook. They will burn, and no one will be able to put it out.